Now, you know, you don't have to travel too far to enjoy what this gorgeous country has to offer. Yeah, we've got our problems, man. We've got massive problems. We've got inept politicians. We've got greedy corporates. We also have good corporates as well. You've got all these things going wrong. But the one thing we do have is quite a beautiful country. And I'm just thinking about a walk I took yesterday. So, you know, thought, I don't feel like going to gym. And I took one of my usual walks on the beach in Blouberg. Normally walk 40 minutes in the one direction on the sand, 40 minutes back. And every time I do it, I go to myself and I say, you know what? We live in a gorgeous, gorgeous country. I've been to Venice Beach. I've been to lots of spaces around the world. But nothing compares to my dear Blouberg Beach, for example. So this is not about Blouberg Beach, though. This is about the country and what it has to offer. I mean, and I think most of what you need, if you want to relax, if you want to unwind, just get away, is right here on the doorstep. And I want you to be part of this conversation this morning. I'd love you to share with me, you know, your little nooks and crannies that you go to, whether it's in the Western Cape or maybe in another province, the little nooks and crannies you run away to just to get your sanity back. You can share those on 021-446-0567 or just add us as a friend on WhatsApp on 072-567-1567. And just tell me where you travel locally. And that includes, as I said earlier, outside of the Western Cape. So today we're going to be chatting to Marissa Krauss, who's from Traveller 24, about a few unusual local itineraries, of course, out there that you can maybe potentially take advantage of. So Marissa, thank you very much for joining us on the show.
Thank you so much.
We spend too much time in our homes, don't we, watching TV and dreaming about going to foreign countries when we should be spending more time right here, terra firma, on home soil, and, you know, just enjoying what it has to offer.
Indeed. And earlier this month, I attended a talk by the Minister of Tourism. And she really encouraged locals to see their own backyard. And I think that's often, we have this kind of idea that when we travel, we need to go abroad. And often you find that, you know, this just as beautiful things in South Africa, yep, like you said, for much cheaper, with a lot of soul, a lot of beauty, a lot of quality. So I think, of course, international travel is great, but there's always something great you can find in South Africa and in your province and, yeah, in your area.
Now, I remember on one of my previous shows, more than one listener phoning in going, you know what we do is we'll find a place we really like to go to. We'll go and find an Airbnb in that area and we'll book it for a day or two, because the Airbnb is reasonably affordable. The other lekker thing about the Airbnb, not saying that hotels obviously aren't an option, because they are,
yeah,
but the other nice thing about the Airbnb is that you've got that person who understands the community, who lives in the community, who can point you out to the nooks and crannies that you should be taking advantage of. So if you like certain types of food, they can tell you, well, go to the corner of this and this, ask for auntie that, and she'll cook a lekker bredie for you if that is what you like. So
yes,
people take advantage of those, don't they?
Yes, definitely. And I'm really, that is the way I like to travel. And it's really become a way for a lot of people to choose destinations or to choose itineraries, to choose places to eat, things to see that aren't necessarily very mainstream. And I think that is exactly it. You want to do something different. You don't always want to go to the places that are the busiest or the most commercial. You want to see, you know, how the locals eat, or just what do locals recommend? Because even, say, I live in Cape Town, and telling someone from Stellenbosch what is to see in my area, it's very close to each other, Cape Town and Stellenbosch,
yeah,
but I know what is, you know, there to see in my neighborhood. Especially going on, that's what I actually love to do on an Airbnb. Often Airbnb hosts have those guidebooks, say like neighborhood guides. Then, yeah, they'll recommend restaurants and things to do in the neighborhood. And often you can just like make your own itinerary if you go to a destination just by scouring, you know, Airbnb for these tips. It's about finding tips that friends of yours have, you think that they have done or other people have done, that is really going to set it apart, set your itinerary apart from those conventional kind of boring ones.
Yeah. Yeah, and I tell you, I'm encouraging you to call in this morning if you've done that, if you've decided to go to a little space up the West Coast or up the Whale Coast or inland as well, and you hired a little Airbnb and you found a couple of gems. Please share that with us for two reasons. I'd like to go and check it out myself, by the way. I always try. I've got a drone. I always fly it where I can safely because I don't use it for commercial purposes. So that sort of relaxes me as well. So I'd like to do it. But I think, never mind me, it's about giving other people and pointing them into the right direction. So, you know, it's one thing to talk about these generically, but I believe you've got some interesting things that we should be trying.
Yes. Well, the thing is, I went last week to Wellington and Paarl, and this is in the Cape Winelands. And people usually think, okay, Winelands, Franschhoek, Stellenbosch, and both great destinations. But choose the second destination, if you can see it like that. So often you would go to, yes, I want to go to Durban, or I want to go to maybe the Garden Route. Choose maybe a secondary destination that is just as great, like East London. Also great surfing, great local art, great food, instead of maybe going to the Garden Route during December where it's super busy. Rather choose different times of year to go to the Garden Route then you might get a better experience, you know, as opposed to December when everyone goes there at the same time.
Yeah.
And when it comes to the Winelands, specifically Wellington and Paarl, those are just such great destinations with excellent food, really interesting experiences you can have. Going to a tannery, going to different wine farms, doing herb workshops, very interesting things to do. And it's much cheaper than these destinations that are so, you know, such prominent Winelands destinations.
Exactly. I'm claustrophobic, right? So if I can go to a place and there aren't too many people around me, I'm very, very happy about that. Now, while we're having this discussion, people are calling in. I've got Boris. Boris is out in Vredehoek. Boris, good morning.
Hi, Kino. How's it?
Very good. Very good, sir.
Yes, yes, cool, man. No, I'm originally from Germany. I came out in 2003. I met my wife here in Hansbach. She's a South African born, but also German father and stuff. And she's in the tourism trade for all her life, like almost 25 years now in South Africa, working for various big brands and stuff. And then we decided, since we had like two kids, start our own little thing and get more time for the kids available. But we're dealing a lot with Americans and like high-end clients, like sending to Safari, Botswana, Namibia, Kruger Park, that area. But what's also interesting, I mean, we travel a lot ourselves and we love to travel in South Africa because of the diversity.
Yes.
Like only the last the 2 or 3 years we discovered the Drakensberger, for instance.
So
once you got like really like repetitive customers, it's always like once people are bitten by the so-called Africa bug, how you call it, and you fall in love in this place, there's plenty of places to rediscover and to go explore.
Indeed. Boris, thank you very much for those insights. And if you talk about just tourism and the opportunities when it comes to creating your own business and taking people off the beaten track, for example, there's lots of potential out there. You've got to go where, you know, and I think that's what people are looking for as well. They're not looking to go to the same old, oh, you've got to go to Cape Point. Oh, you've got to take this particular tour. I'm like, oh, please, are there no other things? And maybe what we can do as a show is create a map of the road less traveled. You are joined by Marissa Krauss, who's a travel writer at Traveler 24. We'll be wrapping with her one or two other suggestions that she has, places you can go and check out. But that'll be coming up next. This is Today. I am Kino Cummies, and I'm with you all the way through until midday.
You want more bang for your buck and need to avoid the bad buys.
Tune in to Consumer Talk tomorrow at 2 p.m. with award-winning consumer journalist Wendy Nola.
Did you know that most of the food descriptions on labels are not at all random? They are regulated by various food laws. The food industry knows this, but the average consumer, not so much. So one
You're with Cape Talk.
Today with Kino Kamis.
And always a pleasure having you in our company. Just talking a little travel and wrapping up with Marissa Krauss, who's the travel writer at Traveller 24. Now, Marissa, maybe one or two quick little gems that we should check out, possibly even this weekend.
I would definitely say if you're in the Cape area, to go to the Himmeln or the Valley. I don't know if you know it, but there's some really fantastic wine farms and a lot of great hikes, and even the opportunity to hike across you know, the land to go from wine farm to wine farm. It's called Glam Trails, and it's just a kind of fun thing to do, walking, where you combine walking and wine drinking. So I think that is a really fantastic thing to do, and then to stop off at these small wineries and to really learn about you know, the history and the culture of the area and how it feeds back into social development, which I think is a really nice thing that you know, you want to be able to travel and know you are feeding back into conservation.
Yeah. What's that walk called? Is the walk called Twee Rye Spore?
Close to.
and one final one?
Well, if you're close to, I would say the Midlands, definitely. If you're close to Durban, Midlands Nottingham Road for coffee fans. It's an excellent place to stay caffeinated in the Midlands.
Love it.
Really fantastic places, like little quaint coffee shops just to get your coffee fix on.
Love chatting to you, Marissa Krauss. Some interesting tips there. You too can call in and share some more tips with us.